Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and happy new year. Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. And it is now a new year, 2020. First podcast of the new year. So we're going to have a bit of a new year theme. And that is how to live in the present in 2020. You know, we all live in the present to some degree or another. There's some part of us that is always watching, always connected to the present moment. But we're often not aware of that aspect of ourselves. So it's important to figure out how to develop that muscle. So we're going to go through a few different ways to do that. And it's really just a simple practice of awareness that most of us, most of the time, are not practicing. I was just marveling this week at how often I am not present. Just marveling at it and becoming more aware of that lack of awareness. And what that does is help remind me. Just when I notice it, it's not a self-criticism. It's really just a noticing. And then always in that moment when I notice, it's not focusing on the lack of that awareness, but immediately reminding myself I can do it right now. And I do it a few different ways. One of the first things I like to do is to remember who I really am. So some teachers have you focus on what you're feeling, where you are, your senses, and those are all good things, and we're going to go through some of those today. But I think it's really important as a foundation to remember who I am. And if you haven't really asked yourself that question, or you don't really have an understanding of who you are, I think that's a really great place to start. No one can answer that for you but yourself. But in a kind of general term, I like to think of myself very first as a divine child of the source. And then from that point, everything else gets added on. You know, name, age, our beliefs, what we've done, what we want, what we're vibrating. But who are you at the deepest core of your being, at the ultimate source of who you really are? Pun intended there. Who are you? Because if you have that foundation, the present moment, for me, immediately becomes more alive. Automatically. It's like this automatic connection to who I really am. And this presence awakens. And awareness just becomes a natural unfoldment in that moment. And then I think it's really great to take a moment to notice what we have in that moment. What are we experiencing? And to search for some beautiful aspects of what is in this present moment. You know, what is there? What are we feeling? What are we experiencing? What can we see, taste, touch, and feel? What can we sense in this moment? Our body in the chair, our body moving, cleaning the kitchen, whatever it is, we can keep our life going while practicing awareness. And can we celebrate any of the gifts we've been given, whether it's our breath, whether it's our sight, our hearing, our ability to taste and smell the beautiful smells of 2020. Can we take a moment to appreciate those we love most that are in our lives? Maybe some really beautiful experiences we had over the holidays through Thanksgiving and all the wonderful gifts of holiday time and New Year's and getting together with friends and family. You know, I'm sure you had some beautiful moments all along the way. Can we celebrate that in this moment? What can we celebrate that's just right in front of us? You know, the fact that you have a kitchen or a bathroom to clean, the fact that you have a car to go to, a home to live in, do you have a roof over your head? Is there food in the fridge? Do you have heat and running water? You know, just celebrating these simple moments of recognition of what we have can often lift us out. The awareness of these things really positions us in a tremendous spot. And if you really need to go back to the basics and just say, okay, I'm here, you know, and define where you are. Are you in the kitchen? I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, so it's one of mine. I love to cook, so it's one of my simple joys. I only get to it a few times a week, but when I do, I absolutely love it. Just something so freeing for me in the kitchen. I'm very comfortable there, and all the sights and smells and textures and tastes just really engage me with life. I'm very much in the present moment when I'm cooking and preparing. It's usually dinner. What noises do you hear? Can you feel your feet? Can you feel your body? I've spoken many times about the sense exercise and how that can help tremendously getting our bodies in this space of awareness, in this space of presence, and seeing and hearing and tasting and touching. Everything around us really helps us be in that present moment. And simply becoming mindful of our experience. What are you experiencing? Without letting the monkey mind take you to the past. Like the exercise I took you through was celebrating the beautiful moments. That's a more intentional practice rather than just letting the monkey mind, the ego, if you will, just lead you by the nose through life, worrying about the future, wishing the past was different. That's what the ego usually takes us through, at least 98% of the time. It takes us through pain, wants us to live life scared, doubting, worried, full of anxiety. Do not live like that. Refuse to live that way. One of the first best steps is to get into the present moment. And if you meditate, I highly recommend setting the intention to meditate more significantly throughout the year. Meditation is a great way to release stress, get in the present moment, build up our mindfulness and awareness muscle, our presence muscle. Well, it will only help your life. I've never heard anyone who's increased their mindfulness and meditation practice and their life got worse. Every time I've ever heard about it is your life gets better. Doesn't mean it's automatically easier and everything's great now when it was really shitty in the past. That's not the way it works, but it does help you to celebrate beautiful moments, celebrate the present moment. Noticing our breath moving in and out of our body, even while we're doing some activity. Meditation doesn't always have to be sitting with our eyes closed in a quiet room. That's a wonderful way to meditate. I love listening to music or listening to a guided meditation as well. But I just did a bunch of really focused meditation this morning, but I was moving around. I was cleaning the kitchen, getting food organized, making coffee, getting everything together for the weekend. I was just really in my body, breathing, relaxed. And I had no worries at all because I was just focused in the present moment. You know, sometimes I notice something like, oh, I got to do that or some task that comes up. But just okay. Just notice it. Yep. The mind is thinking of a task. But I'm in this space of who I really am, in this space of what I'm experiencing in the present moment. And then with this eye towards what's beautiful and good, what I'm grateful for and what I appreciate. And that kind of keeps my emotional state feeling really wonderful. So there's no need to be brought into the future worrying about tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next 5 or 10 years. Just here, being here now, letting go of the past months, all the work and effort and time and experiences and relationships and different things that have happened. It's not necessary. You can take time every day to just be in the present moment. And start with just a couple minutes. And then you'll probably fall in love with it like I did and want to experience it that much more. But it takes practice. It's like anything else. We have to build up the muscle. You know, listening to that small, still voice when we get quiet, when we get relaxed, you may get a message, an intuition, an idea. Often when we create that space in the present moment, now we're much more connected to life, to the deeper, even potentially mystical aspects of life that now allow us to really get guidance or understand more what our intuition is saying, understanding what we really want from this life. And not just from a primal state or an emotional state or an intellectual state, but from an inspired place. And that inspired place can now inform the whole rest of the direction.